from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing at 929 Morning Shift on the X, 404-726-0929. If you want to hit us on the phone lines, it's the wake-up call. And guys, a interesting conversation just broke out during the break. Proper way to hug somebody.
No, that's not. So we're watching, full disclosure, Nikki and I have my iPad up over here, and we're watching beach volleyball.
There's a difference, yep.
Yeah, and after every point, I think this is Spain and the Netherlands.
Yep.
And after every point.
Which USA did advance, by the way. They're just not on right now.
Yeah, I think they have two teams in it as well. But at after every point, they awkwardly
hug.
Embrace. And it's not, I don't care about any of that. It's just the way they hug, it looks weird. Because it looks uncomfortable. As in, like, they're not comfortable doing it, yet they feel the need to do it, and then...
It's habit.
Yeah.
In volleyball, I mean, volleyball, tennis, especially when you're just playing with one other person, it's habit to turn to the other person and just be like, I got you. Whether it's like a tap, maybe an awkward embrace,
Look. Yeah, I think Nikki brought up a good point. Hugs are really based on height.
They are
very much based on height. Yeah. And it's always weird for me. Like, I have to do a dap hug whenever it's another male. Like,
yeah.
I have to dap hug because I can't simply come in and hug another male with two arms over the top.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that means that the shorter male has to go two arms underneath, and that's just not okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you're watching that from afar, you're like, that was really awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm just straight dap, bro hug, one arm, clap together, thumbs up, and we have to do kind of the one arm thing.
Yeah,
but
my husband's 6'5",
right.
And I'm, 5'6". I have to do like the...
You might be 5'8 and a half in shoes.
These give me a little more height, which that's a whole nother question about, you know, when we got married, I don't think I was a breeder, so to speak, because I wasn't tall enough. So there's that.
I don't want everyone to hear anything about the things coming out of my mouth with what you just dropped.
Look,
that is hilarious.
I'm watching volleyball. It brings back a lot of memories. It's my favorite sport. I wasn't tall enough, and then I marry someone. I'm still not tall enough.
Yeah.
So I got to do the awkward hug with my husband. How did we get here?
Well, this is what happens when you're around me. I take us weird places. Have you ever noticed that, like, I don't see G every day, right?
Right.
But when I do see G, Gordon is our on-site engineer. But when I do see G, we always handshake, dap, hug, like every time I see him.
Every time?
Once that day. But I don't see him every day. I don't ever shake.
Sure.
I don't ever give you like the high five or
the
handshake.
I'm in with knuckles on G.
Yeah, you know but I mean? But I've known him my entire radio career. Like, we go back. We got history. But we don't ever
I don't ever
shake your hand or even give you the fist bump. Nothing. Never. Ever.
Yeah, no.
Because I see you every day.
Don't go 12 you hours don't, without seeing.
You don't shake hands or do that stuff with someone you see all the time.
Yeah.
But people you don't see, you see like once a week or whatever, you feel the need to do that.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't understand it.
I'm a hugger. I'll hug someone. I don't care if I just saw you like yesterday.
Yeah.
I like to make my introverted friends feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of me. I'm a little bit of an introvert.
I'm absolutely not a hugger. I think it comes from the fact that I'm a sweaty dude. So, like, the hugging, I'm like, no, I'm so sorry.
I just don't necessarily need to touch people all the time. Yeah. I mean, nothing against people that do.
Right.
I don't know
how we got off the rails. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to the lines and let's hit up our buddy John out in LaGrange. Good morning, John. Hope you're having a good Monday.
Hey, I'm having a great Monday, and in the sense of the Olympics, I feel like I need to be proper this morning, so I'm going to say, good morning, gentlemen, ladies, and Squid. So my takeaway is, you know, the Braves, for a fleeting moment this weekend, I thought, you know, we got a shot. We got a shot at the division because Philadelphia is just wet in the bed, and I still feel that way, so I feel like the Braves – if nothing else, you know, we're going to have a good last 60, 70 games to see how it plays out. Now, as far as the hand, it's the middle finger and the two fingers on the other side. That's all you do playing beach volleyball. You just slap the hand. Good point. You don't have to hug.
You don't even have to actually grab hands. You just have to fingers.
No, just a couple, three fingers. Slap them, okay. And we're good. Now, Scotty Scheffler. Final round 62 for the gold. He is the greatest golfer on the planet today. Drop. See ya.
I agree, man. Thanks, John.
Man,
great call.
I hate it when I have to agree with John from LaGrange, but I agree with John.
Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty's the best. He's the best player in the world right now. I mean, Xander's, I think.
I think he won gold last year, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, not last year,
last Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they brought it back. 2016 was the last time, or that's when they brought golf back.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yep.
I think it's great.
He's on his way to be, what, FedEx Cup Player of the Year?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And now Xander won two majors, which Scotty won. But winning that gold medal really brings it back into light of how good of a year he's had.
Three other tournaments, too, though, right?
No, he's won six or seven tournaments. Including the Master.
Okay.
Scotty has.
Yeah.
He's been on fire this year. So, but I think Xander's two majors kind of come in there. But yeah, he's probably going to be Player of the Year. It's going to be if he wins the FedEx Cup here in Atlanta in a couple of weeks, then I don't think how Scotty doesn't win it. But number one player in the world, I mean, he's incredible.
How do you not for that guy? I mean,
It's been an interesting few
months. If you're a Louisville police officer, you might not pull for him.
Oh, and we went there.
Let's go out to
course record, too. He got a course record.
Let's get another phone call in, and let's go out to Squid Billion out in Dallas, Georgia. Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Morning, everybody. Morning, another Squid.
Sir?
Got a wake-up call and a couple questions. The wake-up call is for the Olympics. I think for every event they need to implement, that there's one person that played that sport at the JV high school level, just so that the rest of us have like a point of reference, because I'm sitting at home eating my potato chips and drinking a beer while Simone Biles do the vault, thinking, yeah, that's basically a double backflip. I could probably do that, because they're so good that they make it look easy. So we just need some reference to be like, yeah, there's no way in hell that I could do that.
Right.
And then question number one, Mike, is your middle name Peyton?
No, it's not. No, he leaked it out earlier, but we'll yeah.
Oh, Pierce?
No. It's not Peyton.
I must have missed
it. No, it's not Pierce. Yeah.
And then last question is, if you guys can only go to one Falcons game this season, which game would you guys go to?
Ooh, that's a great question, man. Thanks for the call, Squid Billion. I think one of the better games, obviously you want to go see the Chiefs, you want to see greatness. I think the Eagles game is going to be very indicative. of where this team is at. I can't wait to see them open up with Arthur Smith, though, and you know, all the storylines around that. But give me just a good old-fashioned the Saints come to town, and I want to see the rivalry game. Because after the way that game ended in New Orleans last year with them sneaking, you know, the fake quarterback sneak with the touchdown, I know that that's not Arthur Smith and company here in town, but I hope those players on this roster currently kind of took that personally. So,
yeah.
I will say, he brings up an interesting point, and I talked with my wife, and I don't want to put my wife's friends on blast about this conversation, but I think both of y'all enjoy this. And I think, Bo, I might have talked to you about this. So one of my wife, she's talking to one of her friends the other day, and her friend's husband is like talking about the uneven bars, and he's like, I bet you I could do a full 360-degree rotation.
Absolutely
on the uneven
not.
Bars.
And
I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Does he have
I was,
a six-pack, first of all?
No, he then doesn't. No. And God bless him, and I hope he's listening right now, because I was like, I think that's cool and everything, but that's like your wife saying I could go into a batter's box at Truist and I could, you know, I could at least get a you know, a hit. Like, no. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be possible. You're not giving anybody enough. And I said, even though I'd love to see him attempt to do that, I won't let that happen, because I would feel guilty when he falls and breaks his neck trying to do the uneven bars, and he's got a family to support. Because
yeah,
I couldn't let that happen.
It's kind of like saying, it's like saying you can walk out here or walk on the NFL field and say, yeah, I could block T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
No.
Yeah,
it's not
possible. Yeah, I could, or maybe run. Yeah. Okay. No. I mean, the strength and the speed and all that put together that these guys coming off the edge in an NFL game have is unreal. Like, I'm sure you've had somebody, you put your hands on somebody and they put their hands on you, but it's different.
Right.
When the dudes played at that level, because the strength, I remember me and Pollock went at it one day, and I was like, I can block you. And when he put his hands on me,
he put you down in 2 seconds flat.
Well, there was a butt imprint in a wall, and it was caved in a little bit, and it was my butt.
Let me come at this from another angle, though, when we talk about the Olympics, because I had this conversation with a buddy on Saturday as well. If there is one sport at the Olympics where you think you could blend in to the field, is there one sport where you were like, I'm not sure I'd win anything, but could I just blend my way into that?
Okay.
Is there any sport out there where you think I could just blend in? Like, nobody would notice.
No, but one of my favorite stories from the Olympics, there's a gal that could. She was a, venture capitalist. She was a venture capitalist.
Okay.
She lived in New York. She simply joined a cycle club because she wanted to check it out. She wanted a hobby. She quit her job and she just won gold, the first ever American to win gold on a road race.
You're kidding me.
For cycling. I kid you not. So, like, talk about blending in. She picked it up like, what?
I didn't know it was going there.
Yeah.
That's 2016? Crazy.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, you know, she set, you know, her company's record when she was a venture capitalist.
An American, former venture capitalist, like, joined a cycling club in New York and did the thing.
When she said venture capitalist and quit her job, I was like, oh, is she bankrupt now? Like, does she have a home?
She's one of the greatest stories, though.
Like, she's like, no, she won a gold medal.
Like,
no.
That sounds like a movie. Sounds like a movie. Like,
I could
about.
Probably look like a, like, as far as appearance.
Okay, physically. Let's go physically.
Physically.
Athletically, we're all out.
Yeah, but physically, I could probably walk into one of those places where they do the
archery?
The gun
shooting. Sharpshooting.
Sharpshooting. And I could make myself look like I belong.
You flip down the glasses.
Yeah.
The blur glasses.
But then when I start shooting, they're like, God, he missed a target by, like, 6 feet. I'm like...
That's the first thing that popped in my head with archery.
Did I hit you? Yeah. Are you okay?
Mr. Morgan took out the cameraman. he's facing charges.
Yeah, I tell you something. Don't do that in the wrong country.
No, man, I think it's a funny conversation, because I'm like, dude, it's probably once upon a time I might have been able to blend into, like, the shot put
shot,
guy.
I was going to say,
I mean?
Shot put.
But that's 10 years removed
from
that, man. I used to be on the whole no-neck routine, and now it's, you know, now I'm a giraffe neck.
I could see you walking out there, a little shot. But there's a video, and I'm not going to get into too much detail. But there's a detail. There's a video of a high jump. You know, the high jump or the pole vault where they jump over.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
And let's just say sometimes you got to tape stuff down, because he caught the bar in a place you didn't want to catch
it. He went right back down.
But I'll give you – you know what I'll say, Will? It was like, if he was single, he might got a few phone calls after that.
All right, the morning shift rolls on. Man. We're live from Flowery Branch.
What
Look, if you've got a sport you think you could blend in the Olympics, you can hit us on X at 929 Morning Shift. We're live from Falcons training camp. The Falcons will be on the field in about 45 minutes. We'll keep you up to date with all the latest. And also, we'll get some more Braves on the other side of the break. Stick with us. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 8:22 rolling on from Flowery Branch. It's the morning shift with Mike and Bo and Miss Nikki Noto Palmer hanging out with us. Talking about Olympics, we'll get to the Braves in just a minute. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Dave Archer just walked through. Nikki, you got a chance to cut up with Dave. When's the last time you saw Arch?
Oh, man. I was trying to think of that, too, when he walked in. I've seen him. Arch, when was it the last time I saw him?
I don't know, but you guys had a hug.
We had a good hug.
Okay,
you
so let's talk about the hug.
You did the cut.
But I think it's okay that you came from underneath. It's I think it's a male-female thing.
Maybe.
He's tall, so
he's
he gets
tall.
To come over the top.
Yeah.
I can't, like,
and
you
then
know,
the
that's why I have to
too.
Bro hug a dude, because I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't have a dude
yeah.
coming from, like, if I were to go hug Bo, and he would have to come from underneath, because we're not doing an X.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm not cupping you.
You know what I'm saying? We're not, that's what I'm saying. But we're not Xing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're not going one elbow up, one elbow down.
I'll just
do the three finger pat.
But my height though, you would have that would be a cup. You would be underneath. You would be on
no,
my armpits.
No, I wouldn't. I would just cut. I would just cut. I would just okay. do the tap on. I guess your love handles or whatever. That's about where I'd be.
The muffin top. Okay, you didn't have to point out the muffin
okay.
top.
Okay, you know okay, I mean? Shots fired.
You didn't have to point out the
Look.
Muffin top.
Well, I mean, if I got one and people can see it, you can see yours too.
Okay,
man, Arch, it was great to see you, man.
Yeah. Arch also pointed out the fact that Bo's pregame routine, Bo actually chews on the grass.
Like Les Miles.
Like Les Miles before yeah. the game, which is even more alarming than I thought it was.
You can learn a lot about a team by the taste of their grass.
I just can't. I can't deal with this guy. I mean, Nikki, last year it came out that he, you know, takes a Louis bag on the flights. He wears his aviators. It's just a whole thing for this guy.
He's trying to get the picture coming off the plane, like the game day fit.
He is,
you know?
And that's what's – I mean, it's a whole big deal.
Can you do that this season? Will you take a game day fit picture at every
we
stop?
We can talk – who's the Jimmy Crib now?
Who's Jimmy –
Austin Hiddle okay. is our number one
yeah, yeah,
digital
yeah.
guy.
No, he's ahead awesome.
Of yeah, Austin's great. Well, he – you know, I mean – We got to wait to the regular season.
I'm going to slip him a 20.
We got to wait to the regular season.
Can you just put this, throw this, when y'all do an Instagram reel of pregame photos, can we just throw that in there? And Squid Billy. Number 00, Squid Billy.
Yeah.
Trying to make a big deal because I like to wear my black aviators and my black Louis bag.
It's so bad.
And I don't dress up too much, so I just look like I'm going to play golf.
Real quick, I want to get to the Braves in just a second.
Wait, you can't take a Louis bag to play golf.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, that's the way I dress when I'm getting on the plane.
It's just so bad. I know, I can't either.
I don't know why y'all hate on me.
I do want to talk about this for a second. We haven't had a chance to talk too much about this. We were talking about how the venture capitalist that became the cyclist in the Olympics.
Yeah, so cool. I was wrong. It had been 40 years since an American had won gold. Either way, absurd.
Either word, it's great. It sounds like a movie.
Yeah. Right?
So, Lifetime for some.
I will say this, a Lifetime movie.
So for some, Lifetime, 40 years. Okay.
He just took it dark.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does that. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from. We were just talking about men's Olympic beach volleyball.
We're watching
and
it right
we're
now.
We're talking about the I can't remember
Chase
his name right
Budinger.
Now. Chase Budinger, who played in the NBA for 7 years for the Pistons, went to Arizona, I believe, but he's also had a heck of a career in men's beach volleyball and continues to roll on with that. If you guys want to update the score on that, so
he just they haven't completed the first set yet, but they're down by two. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
But isn't that? I mean, that's like we talk about just being able to blend in. Like if you're an NBA player, you can blend into beach volleyball.
So like, okay, my question is, what's the transition from basketball to volleyball? Like I played volleyball. His serve is sick. His blocks are sick. But like,
well, he's tall. He can jump. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I mean, rebounding. You're jumping up and you're rebounding. But that's not the same as like that.
I bet there are certain baseball players that could blend in on the tennis court. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Mm. Like a shortstop that can hit, you can go side to side, laterally.
Swing.
You also,
I think,
I'm not saying they'd be good. I'm saying they could blend in.
I think baseball is closer to blending in with golf than with tennis.
Well,
so they'd be doing Olympic golf, not
Mike.
Not
if
Olympic
you want to talk tennis, we can take tennis right now.
Yeah, because we watched Djokovic
and Alcaraz.
I don't need Bo talking tennis. That's the last thing I need. I need Bo talking baseball because the Atlanta Braves lost 7-0 yesterday.
Yikes.
And it's not good. It was not good. You just really – and here's where I'm at on this, man. I'm not I'm excited about the rest of the season. I think it was John from LaGrange calling in earlier saying, really, I think it's going to be an exciting, you know, whatever, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks left in the season. But it just felt like to me when all was said and done last night that the Braves missed a massive opportunity over the weekend to sweep the Marlins with Max Fried back on the hill, have the offense going on a Sunday day game, which it seems to never be. And they had guys on base throughout the game, but, you know, right from the jump, Max Fried struggled with location and ends up leaving runners on base, and then your boy Luke Jackson comes in and gives up a tater right there in whatever that was, the fourth inning, Bo. So it was just I'm gonna come away from the weekend saying missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Three of four, I think, would have been something you wanted to do. You had it to five. If you'd won three of four and the three of four that you won, you'd be sitting at five. Well, it wouldn't matter. You'd still be sitting at five games out. You're six. You gained 3.5 games. You know, I already see the people, the media, and the tweets. Oh, see, we should have went and got more pitching at the deadline. And
I don't know
I
where
hate,
you come up with these. I don't know where
that.
You find these tweets at, because you bring them up, and I'm like, I haven't seen that.
No, well, nobody I mean, on my people, timeline people from that. Our radio station are saying, if they're not misidentifying athletes or saying – they're saying that kind of stuff, and it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts because here's the deal. You were not going – and we've talked about this last week. You're not spending all the capital you would have spent to get a starter for the rest of the year. When you have Ian Anderson coming back here and soon, you have A.J. Smith-Shawver. So, you know, Max Fried had a rough outing. Okay, Max Fried will be Max Fried the next time he's out. Max Fried will give you 6 to 7 innings of 2 earned runs or less next time he's out. Spencer Schwellenbach has been he was phenomenal. Again, he gave up 2 runs in the first inning, went out 7 innings pitched, 3 runs. It's a quality start. Guess how many walks? Guess. 0. And he had 10 strikeouts. I mean, dude, they're going to be all right. They're starting to get hot. Yeah, they lost a couple, but they won, 4 straight? They lose 2. Just get back on track. The Phillies are starting to flounder a little bit, not to mention they're playing. You're playing the schedule the Phillies played in the first half, And now it's flipped, and they're playing the other one. They're playing the tougher schedule down the stretch. That bodes well for you. But the reality of the situation is you're still up in the wild card, too. Only a half a game right now, but just get in. Just get in and get hot. But we just can't overreact to every ebb and flow that a Major League Baseball season has. Because if you do, you're going to either look like Chicken Little or have a heart attack.
Well, let me jump in there because I do have this fear that I think we've talked so much about the Phillies and can the Braves make a run that it's almost like I hope we're not pulling a magic trick on ourselves and looking one direction and then somebody else hits us over the head. Because when you look at the wild card standings, yes, the Braves are firmly right there. They're tied with the San Diego Padres, and they're both sitting right there at a 540 win percentage. But you know, the Diamondbacks are 8-2 in their last 10. The Mets, don't look now, are two games back from where the Braves are. The Cardinals are kind of sneaking into that picture as well. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are over 500 finally. So I wonder if – I don't want to spend too much time looking at the Phillies. I'm with you. I'm fine if the Braves don't win the East, right, and they can make that run and not have that week off before they actually play a playoff game like we saw last year because it didn't pay off for the Braves or the Dodgers. But at the same time, you've got to be able to sneak in. And like I said, the Braves are 6-4 in their last 10, but the Padres and the Diamondbacks are 8-2 in their last 10 when the Phillies were 2-8. So it just seems like a missed opportunity.
I think it's a valid point. As I'll say, as we'd say now in the 2024 era, you're not wrong. Yeah. But however,
you're right.
Look,
you're right.
Again, teams get hot, teams get cold. The Mets may not cool off, but they may. Mm. You never know. It's still August. Just wins. You can't lose series. So go take 2-3 from the Brewers. Where do they go after that? They go on the West Coast trip, right? They go start with the Rockies.
Yep, they got 3 in the Rockies.
So go take 2-3 there. And then you go to the Giants. Go take 2-3 there, or 3-4, however many you're playing against them, I'm not sure. And then do the same against the Angels, and then come home. And let's – because you're playing teams, you should win the series. Just – you can't lose series. A four-game series – a little bit tougher. You just can't lose them.
I mean, they need to get momentum at home. They went 231 games of not being shut out at home.
Ugh.
And that was the third longest streak in the modern era.
Yeah.
So
that one's kind of taking a tumble.
Right. Tina took a tumble there.
Scarlett,
it's time to get back.
Tina, all of them.
Well, was it Scarlett or Tina? Do you remember that?
Scarlett takes a tumble. That's the best video
so
of all time. Best video
so
of all
good.
Time.
I love that you know that.
When you do come back off that West Coast trip, you have the Phillies on a home set for 3 after an off day. That is going to be a massive series. Then you'll get the Nationals and Twins, and guess what? Then you go back up at the end of the month to head back up to Philadelphia and play them for a 4-game set as well.
Well, and that's just it. You've only played them 6 times so far this year, and you have, I think, another 10 meetings with them because I think you're playing them 16 times this year, or maybe it's only 14. It's cut down this year.
Yeah, it's cut down big time.
But only having 6 games is so far, and you've taken 4 of the 6, I believe.
Yep.
So, again, you just need to if you want to win the division, then you want to cut that lead to maybe around 4 by the time you start playing all these games with them, and maybe 3.
Yeah.
But reality of the situation is just win series, and you'll be in that wild card. And look,
stacking series wins, baby. Stacking series wins.
That's the old
wins.
Bobby Cox saying, hey, you win 2 out of you stack series wins, win 2 out of 3, win 3 out of 4, Nicky, you're going to win 100 games every year. Now, I don't think the Braves are going to win 100 games this year, but I don't care.
No,
I'd rather win 88 in a World Series than 103
matter.
And nothing.
The 100-win plateau no longer matters with this Braves. It was a fun run last year, but it doesn't matter in terms of your goals this year.
And that's where we're at, is we think when we don't win every series, we're not going to win 100 games. We feel like it's a failure because the last 2 years we've won that. It's not. Get in the dance and then make sure you dance.
Yeah, make sure you're hot at
and
all the right times.
It.
Yeah, they're in it. They're squarely in it. Hopefully they can get hot on this these Brewers games and this West Coast swing before Philly comes to town. All right, we're going to roll on here on the morning shift. We are live from Flower Branch, Mike Bo and Nicky Noto Palmer. And coming up next, we got a Life of Squid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to throw to me that. Can you say someone's having fun when they're being paid to be there?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about it next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You're Every team, every year, in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now, back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp.
With the Morning Shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Miss Nikki Noto Palmer rolling on with you live from Flowery Branch. The players probably very, very close to taking the field. Some of the early risers might already be out there. You know, coming out of the cold tub, the hot tub, whatever it is, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I was
Where
just out there.
Where did you fall in the pack? Were you early? You weren't the last one.
No, and you know, it's a little bit different for the linemen because a lot of times those guys early in the day get ready for special teams. But then there was also the period of my life where I had to be the special teams look team with Keith Armstrong. And I had to make sure I was nice and ready to go by the time practice started on that end.
So, you would hear that. You would hear him physically.
Yes.
Yeah, audibly, I should say.
You know, he's down here.
He talked like that. So, yeah, you had to make sure you were nice and greased up. Listen, this is going to be an interesting practice for a lot of reasons. I think for some of – actually, for all the players, not just the young guys, it would be very easy to kind of look past this practice, right? You get in the dog days, you know, you've been now living at the dorm for, you know, coming up on 2 weeks. You're traveling later today. You're going to Miami for a few days. This practice, I think you need leadership on days like this because a lot of times it can be a throwaway day for a lot of guys. But if you can just get together in whatever team meeting you had this morning or offensive meeting and say, hey, let's get some work done. Let's get something out of this. I think it's going to be a big practice. So I'll be watching the focus today, the cadences, the snap counts, the offsides, things like that to see if these guys look locked in.
Well, that's what's great about having not only Kirk Cousins now on this roster, but Jesse Bates. Yep. And those are two veteran presence on both sides of the ball that can kind of, you know, help that situation. That's why Grady Jarrett is really good on the defensive line. And I think Grady sometimes we don't forget, but we overlook when we're talking about leaders on teams, and we can't overlook him. And he is the leader of that defensive line group. You know, there's a lot – there feels like there's more veterans on the defensive side of the ball, but in reality, the situation is it's just at the certain positions. But you look at it, is your offensive line, other than Bergeron and Dahlman are still kind of early in his career, but Lindstrom, McGarry, Matthews – you tell me, Jake Matthews and Lindstrom should lock in their room. I mean, you know, so
– it's a position group thing.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, it's very much position group and – wide receiver is interesting to me, but you even with the youth of the wide receiver position on this team, those guys have played a lot of football.
And a couple of things. Nikki, you're excited because you're about to go play someone that doesn't have the same color guardian cap as you. And you're also – some of these guys, this is their first road trip they've ever taken with an NFL team. So there's a lot of kind of things – that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in your head today.
Yeah.
Well, there's – so many guys too, like we said earlier, just trying to make the roster, you know.
Yeah.
And
so
this
could be a make or break opportunity for them.
And those are the guys that got to lock in, right?
Well, I was going to say, Nikki, that's a great point because those are the guys that can't afford to take a day off.
They can't. And they can't afford to drop a pass at practice. They can't afford to miss a block.
That's not what you want.
Everything is magnified right now. That's always who I like to watch personally.
When you say get that money. It happens on days like today, right?
Exactly.
When you can kind of show out that you're here to be a pro, when you're here to do things the right way.
And special teams, those guys.
Special teams as well. I was a hot, cold guy before practice. If you really want to dive into what that was, I was a hot tub, then cold tub, then back hot tub, and get it ready to go. And then, you know, go do your core. You get your core locked in on the core boards in there in the weight room before you headed out. But so hopefully those guys are doing that today. They're getting locked in and ready to make the most of it.
Yeah, I got my core ready. Hit it, Dylan.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Yep, that's right. A little Bloody Mary mix. Could have used that the other day. I actually had it. I just didn't use it. I don't know why. And my friends at W Sauce, get over to WSauce.com. find a retail near you for the Bloody Mary mix, or you can just order it online. And I'll tell you what, they got the regular W sauce, Fireshire, breakfast sauces all at the Kroger. The other day, they have it at Publix's, all of them. Ace Hardware, so Nikki, get over there and get Michael some of that today.
Do you put bacon in yours? You look like a guy that puts bacon in your Bloody Marys. I don't know what it says about you.
He's more of a
celery kind of guy, you know?
No, I'm definitely more of a bacon. No olives, no celery, okay. But give me the bacon. Because I am a firm believer in that there is nothing that bacon doesn't go with.
But it's soggy bacon. It's soggy, spicy bacon.
You can cook it crispy if you want.
Yeah, it's going to get soggy.
Put it in there.
Fair. I mean, okay, that's fair.
I mean, you know.
I mean, what's the life of
Squid? Both of my friends sat his truck and trailer repair. I'm going to send Mike down there to you today, I think, Anthony.
Might have
Because he might need you.
Might have
So they're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. I'm scrolling articles, and I go over the website for the win, and it says 5 awesome photos of Snoop Dogg enjoying Paris Olympic fencing.
We love it, man. We love it. I'm here for the Snoop stuff.
Now, disclaimer, this in no way, shape, or form is anything negative about Snoop Dogg or that I'm irritated with Snoop Dogg in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-oh. Everybody buckle
here
in.
Can we not write articles about someone having fun at the Olympics when they are a paid promoter? I'm not saying he's not having fun, Nikki. What I'm saying is I don't need to promote someone who's being paid to promote and like, look at how cool this is for him. Like, he's paid to be there. I think it's cool that Snoop Dogg doesn't do the things that we see other people do where he just takes it in. But, I mean, what are we doing?
Hang on, stop. First of all, Snoop Dogg doesn't need the money.
He doesn't.
Can we just clear that up? It's not like he's like, boy, I'm really up against it. Let me go over there and collect whatever $1 million they're going to pay me to be over in Paris.
It's $500,000 a day.
Okay, that's my point.
That's what he's getting?
Yeah.
What's he getting for
posting? I'd be having a good time, too.
I think it's all-encompassing.
See, I would think he would get more.
Well, that's what I read.
I would figure he would get something for just showing up.
$500,000 a day?
That's right.
Then I would assume he would be getting paid more for whatever he's posting.
Well, the Olympics are what, 2 weeks?
And who's
paying
him?
Where's
this money coming from?
Probably it's NBC. Yeah, it's got to be.
And
NBC.
Is Martha involved too?
I don't know if she's involved. Maybe it's Snoop Dogg and friends, but I mean.
They were both
the commentators for the dressage, if you will, the equestrian that they had at Versailles.
Oh, really?
If you haven't listened to it, go back and watch it. It was pretty entertaining.
Look, I think there are celebrities that would not have this much fun, and he is completely dropped into it and made the most of his role. So I'm here for it.
This in this article sat next to an NBC exec at dinner. He said Snoop Dogg gets paid $500,000 a day. Plus expenses to be here promoting the Olympics, McNamara wrote. From gin and juice to a few million to be a celebrity at the Olympics. What a world. I have no problem with any of that. I just think when we act like, oh, he's having such fun. Well, Snoop Dogg is promoting the Olympics in Snoop Dogg's way, and he's doing it where it looks like it's all fun. That's how he does it. I have no issue with it. I just think it's silly when we write articles like that.
I don't know what the problem is, man. What are you mad about?
The problem is
dude's living the dream.
LBC
making $500,000 to go to the Olympics.
It's not Snoop Dogg. It's the website saying, oh, he's having such a good time at the Olympics. You mean the event he's paid to promote where he's look like he's having
fun? I got news for you. If somebody was paying you $500,000 to go to the equestrian, you don't think you'd have fun?
Again, you would wear that outfit.
You're missing the point.
No, I think you are.
No, the point is don't write articles like it's just some crazy thing that he's having fun at the Olympics. That's literally what he's being paid to do, is show like he's having fun at the Olympics.
Just because you get paid money doesn't mean you're having a good time, buddy.
Yeah, throwaway comment that only
likes. Hey, you know who isn't getting paid but is paying others and having a blast at the Olympics?
Who's that?
Flava Flav. Yeah.
That's right. Flava Flav is.
So that's, you know, there's that.
And one last thing of Life Squid, I was told it was only like two people in the world are going to know what this means, but I was told to say by the EW Live group that I'm a part of, the golf group, said that Jorge's team won. That's all I know. I don't know anything about it. Right. I just know the Jorge's team won.
Glad we could do that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I also serve the people in Squid Nation.
I just got a text from Rusty Mansell, and he said that he could blend in with the breakdancers. And so,
Rusty.
No, Rusty.
Prove it.
Somebody please slap this man.
Yeah, you think I might have touched.
I'm going to ask him to prove it next time I see him.
Rusty's now more out of touch than me, apparently.
When we come back, we'll find out what's going on in the steakhouse. It is 92.9 The Game. We are live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Trying to ask me, when my big events they ain't gonna pass me. You should think about it. Take a second. Matter of fact.
Every team, every year, in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now, back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp.
With the Morning Shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Miss Nikki Noto Palmer rolling on with you live from Flowery Branch. The players probably very, very close to taking the field. Some of the early risers might already be out there. You know, coming out of the cold tub, the hot tub, whatever it is, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I was
Where
just out there.
Where did you fall in the pack? Were you early? You weren't the last one.
No, and you know, it's a little bit different for the linemen because a lot of times those guys early in the day get ready for special teams. But then there was also the period of my life where I had to be the special teams look team with Keith Armstrong. And I had to make sure I was nice and ready to go by the time practice started on that end.
So, you would hear that. You would hear him physically.
Yes.
Yeah, audibly, yep. I should say.
You know, he's down here. He talked like that. So, yeah, you had to make sure you were nice and greased up. Listen, this is going to be an interesting practice for a lot of reasons. I think for some of – actually, for all the players, not just the young guys, it would be very easy to kind of look past this practice, right? You get in the dog days, you know, you've been now living at the dorm for, you know, coming up on 2 weeks. You're traveling later today. You're going to Miami for a few days. This practice, I think you need leadership on days like this because a lot of times it can be a throwaway day for a lot of guys. But if you can just get together in whatever team meeting you had this morning or offensive meeting and say, hey, let's get some work done. Let's get something out of this. I think it's going to be a big practice. So I'll be watching the focus today, the cadences, the snap counts, the offsides, things like that to see if these guys look locked in.
Well, that's what's great about having not only Kirk Cousins now on this roster, but Jesse Bates. Yep. And those are two veteran presence on both sides of the ball that can kind of, you know, help that situation. That's why Grady Jarrett is really good on the defensive line. And I think Grady sometimes we don't forget, but we overlook when we're talking about leaders on teams, and we can't overlook him. And he is the leader of that defensive line group. You know, there's a lot – there feels like there's more veterans on the defensive side of the ball, but in reality, the situation is it's just at the certain positions. But you look at it, is your offensive line, other than Bergeron and Dahlman are still kind of early in his career, but Lindstrom, McGarry, Matthews – you tell me, Jake Matthews and Lindstrom should lock in their room. I mean, you know, so
– it's a position group thing.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, it's very much position group and – wide receiver is interesting to me, but you even with the youth of the wide receiver position on this team, those guys have played a lot of football.
And a couple of things. Nikki, you're excited because you're about to go play someone that doesn't have the same color guardian cap as you. And you're also – some of these guys, this is their first road trip they've ever taken with an NFL team. So there's a lot of kind of things – that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in your head today.
Yeah.
So many guys too, like we said earlier, just trying to make the roster, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this could be a make or break opportunity for them.
And those are the guys that gotta lock in, right?
Well, I was gonna say, Nikki, that's a great point because those are the guys that can't afford to take a day
off. And they can't afford to drop a pass at practice. They can't afford to miss a block.
I mean,
everything is magnified right now. That's always who I like to watch personally.
When you say get that money, it happens on days like today,
yeah, exactly.
Right? When you can kind of show out that you're here to be a pro and you're here to do things the right way.
And special teams, those guys.
Special teams as well. Listen, I was, like I said, I was a hot hot, cold, hot guy before practice. If you really want to dive into what that was, I was a hot tub, then cold tub, then back hot tub, and get it ready to go. And then, you know, go do your core. You get your core locked in on the core boards in there in the weight room before you headed out. But so hopefully those guys are doing that today. They're getting locked in and ready to make the most of it.
Yeah, I got my core ready. Hit it, Dylan.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Yep, that's right. A little Bloody Mary mix. Could have used that the other day. I actually had it. I just didn't use it. I don't know why. And my friends at W Sauce. Get over at WSauce.com. Find a retail near you for the Bloody Mary mix, or you can just order it online. And I'll tell you what, they got the regular W Sauce, Fireshire, breakfast sauces, all at the Kroger. The other day, they have it at Publix's, all of them, Ace Hardware. So, Nikki, get over there and get Michael some of that today.
Do you put bacon in yours? You look like a guy that puts bacon in your Bloody Mary. I don't know what it says about you.
He's more of a
celery kind of guy, you know?
No, I'm definitely more of a bacon. No olives, no celery, okay. But give me the bacon. Because I am a firm believer in that there is nothing that bacon doesn't go with.
But it's soggy bacon. It's soggy, spicy bacon.
You can cook it crispy if you want.
Yeah, it's going to get
put
soggy.
It in there.
Fair. I mean, okay, that's fair.
I mean, you know.
What's the life of
Squid? Both of my friends sat his truck and trailer repair. I'm going to send Mike down there to you today, I think, Anthony.
Might have.
Because he might need you.
Might have.
So they're the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. I'm scrolling articles, and I go over the website for the win, and it says 5 awesome photos of Snoop Dogg enjoying Paris Olympic fencing.
We love it, man.
With
we
Sean
love
Wright.
It. I'm here for the Snoop stuff.
Now, disclaimer, this in no way, shape, or form is anything negative about Snoop Dogg or that I'm irritated with Snoop Dogg in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-oh. Everybody buckle
here
in.
Can we not write articles about someone having fun at the Olympics when they are a paid promoter? I'm not saying he's not having fun, Nikki. What I'm saying is I don't need to promote someone who's being paid to promote and, like, look at how cool this is for him. Like, he's paid to be there. I think it's cool that Snoop Dogg doesn't do the things that we see other people do where he just takes it in. But, I mean, what are we doing?
Hang on. Stop. First of all, Snoop Dogg doesn't need the money.
He doesn't.
Can we just clear that up? It's not like he's like, boy, I'm really up against it. Let me go over there and collect whatever $1 million they're going to pay me to be over in Paris.
It's $500,000 a day.
Okay. That's my point.
That's what he's getting?
Yeah.
What's he getting for posting?
I'd be having a good time, too.
I think it's all-encompassing.
See, I would think he would get more.
Well, that's what I read.
I would figure he would get something for just showing up.
$500,000 a day?
That's right.
Then I would assume he would be getting paid more for whatever he's posting.
Well, the Olympics are what, 2 weeks?
And who's paying him? Where's this money coming from?
Probably NBC.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And
NBC.
Is Martha involved too?
I don't know if she's involved. Maybe it's Snoop Dogg and friends, but I mean.
I saw.
Well, look, they were both the commentators for the dressage, if you will. The equestrian that they had at Versailles.
Oh, really?
If you haven't listened to it, go back and watch it. It was pretty entertaining.
Look, I think there are celebrities here that would not have this much fun, and he is completely dropped into it and made the most of his role. So I'm here for it.
This in this article sat next to an NBC exec at dinner. He said Snoop Dogg gets paid $500,000 a day plus expenses to be here promoting the Olympics. McNamara wrote. From gin and juice to a few million to be a celebrity at the Olympics. What a world. I have no problem with any of that. I just think when we act like, oh, he's having such fun. Well, Snoop Dogg is promoting the Olympics in Snoop Dogg's way, and he's doing it where it looks like it's all fun. That's how he does it. I have no issue with it. I just think it's silly when we write articles like that.
I don't know what the problem is, man. What are you mad about?
The problem is
dude's living the dream.
LBC
making $500,000 to go to the Olympics.
It's not Snoop Dogg. It's the websites, and oh, he's having such a good time at the Olympics. You mean the event he's paid to promote where he's look like he's
having
fun? I got
news for you. If somebody was paying you $500,000 to go to the equestrian, you don't think you'd have fun?
Again, you would wear that outfit.
You're missing the point.
Well, I think you are.
No, the point is don't write articles like it's just some crazy thing that he's having fun at the Olympics. That's literally what he's being paid to do, is show like he's having fun at the Olympics.
Just because you get paid money doesn't mean you're having a good time, buddy.
Yeah, throwaway comment that only
likes. Hey, you know who isn't getting paid but is paying others and having a blast at the Olympics?
Who's that?
Flava Flav. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Flava Flav is.
So that's you know, there's that.
And one last thing of Life Squid, I was told it was a very, only like two people in the world are going to know what this means, but I was told to say by the EW Live group that I'm a part of, the golf group, said that Jorge's team won. That's all I know. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. I just know that Jorge's team won.
Glad we could do that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I serve the people in Squid
I just
Nation.
Got a text from Rusty Mansell, and he said that he could blend in with the breakdancers. And so.
Rusty!
No, Rusty.
Prove it.
Somebody please slap this man.
Yeah, you think I might have touched.
I'm going to ask him to prove it next time.
Rusty's now more out of touch than me, apparently.
When we come back, we'll find out what's going on in the steakhouse. It is 92.9 The Game. We are live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Trying to ask me, when my big events, they ain't going to pass me. You should think about it. Take a second. Matter of fact.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.